We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We go up to our nation's capital. We find Craig Hoffman, Redskins reporter for 106.7 The Fan in Washington. They are retiring the brand, the logo, and they are retiring the name. Craig, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
How is this? I'm good. How is this met up among the Redskin fans?
It's been a mixed bag. I mean, it's such a wide fan base, and this, unfortunately, like a lot of things right now, is taking on a little bit of a mirror of the political spectrum. There are some people that are very into the name and think that this is some destruction of history, like the history books will disappear and all the team records will disappear. There are others that are celebrating the move, that the team they grew up with and the team that they have an emotional affinity for, they can now feel good rooting for. And there's a lot of people in between who, I think most of those are kind of like, yeah, it's time. And they don't have extremely strong feelings, but they're happy that this is happening, that they can feel good about rooting for the team and for the brand, and that, you know, the attachment for them is more than a name, and that they fully understand why this is happening.
Craig, when do we expect to hear what the name that they've settled on is, and is there an inside track? Do you have any information? Could it be the Red Tails? Might it be the Red Tails?
It's one of the names that's out there. Red Wolves seems to be the popular name of the moment, but it's all speculation right now. I mean, there's the issue from everything that I've heard is all copyright related. So what they've got to do is they've got to make sure that whatever they get, that they can have the full ownership rights, that they can license the name to make every bit of, I mean, God, there's an endless amount of paraphernalia that goes out, and that other people can't make it and profit off of it because go capitalism, go America. And so until they have the rights to that and there's no crossing of any of the merchandising streams and anything like that, then yeah, that seems to be the holdup. I think those things will be worked out. There was a realtor in the Alexandria area, which is just south of the actual district, but right in that Washington, D.C. metro area, that apparently bought a bunch of the potential names. And so it seems that whoever that person was, their attempt to make some money off of this might actually net them something. So we'll see how quickly that can get worked out. I tend to think with the power and forces of the NFL and of a billionaire and Daniel Snyder, that can happen fairly quickly.
Talking to Craig Hoffman, the reporter for 106.7 The Fan in Washington, the team formerly known as the Redskins. He covers the Washington franchise, I'll just put it at that. Craig, what was some of the reaction of the players?
Players have been pretty supportive. You know, Dwayne Haskins is the one who I think has spoken out the most, and obviously, you know, they're all doing this on their own social media pages and everything right now. But they are supportive of this, that they, I mean, a lot of these are younger guys, and by nature, younger people are more progressive. And so I think they, and especially in this moment that we're all in together nationally, as we reexamine all sorts of things, they, I think, feel good about this. And they look at it and just go, yeah, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to wear a name that is offending people, that is a racial slur. And so I think that they're excited, I think, just on a much more simplistic level to find out what the new name is. You know, are they going to be a Red Tail, a Red Wolf, whatever it may be? But I think players have generally been supportive of this, everything I've seen so far.
So we don't have a timeline in terms of the copyright and all that other stuff?
Not at this time, no. Who knows whether that's something that can be settled with Dan Snyder going, hey, I'll pay you a couple $1,000s, or whether that's something that's going to wind up having to go to court. And obviously, if it goes to court, it could take a little longer, but especially with a lot of courts operating in a different capacity right now with COVID. So we don't have an exact timeline, no.
Craig, is there any data that would show how much money this is going to cost Dan Snyder to rebrand it?
Not that I have seen. But whatever that number is, whatever the number is to produce, I mean, you're talking everything from new uniforms to new T-shirts for fans to new signage on everything to whatever. Like, that's also a chance to sell new of all of that stuff. And you have to remember that they were on the verge of losing untold sponsorship money. I mean, we were talking FedEx, who's ready to pull their name off the stadium, Nike, and all of these probably would have been able to go through some kind of breach of contract, you know, something. So you're also adding in legal fees of, you know, could they have pulled their names off of these things? And, you know, like, could FedEx have gone to some stipulation in the contract that said, you know, the team was, it caused them public embarrassment, and so they could do this for free and break the contract. So whatever the number is, you know, whatever the math is on what has to be produced to rebrand and whatever legal fees you have to do to get the copyrights and however much it's going to cost to get the name they want from whoever's got the copyright now, all that kind of stuff has to be offset by the amount of money they'll make off of all the new merchandise sales and off of not losing the immense amount of sponsorship dollars that they were on the verge of losing.
Craig, is there a chance now that they're going to retire this brand, this logo and this name, that they could get back into D.C. instead of Landover, Maryland?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the crazier things of this. So for those that are unfamiliar with the D.C. area, Washington, D.C. itself, the city, sits in a corner, basically. It's a diamond-shaped city, the actual borders, that fits in between Maryland and Virginia. So you get the DMV, as it's known, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. And they've been trying to get this new stadium in at the RFK Stadium site, which is in the actual District of Columbia in the city, as opposed to where they are now, which is a suburb that's – it's not even a suburb. It's the outskirts of D.C. And Landover is not a great area. Christian, I'm sure you in your time covering the Saints have been there. It stinks. There's no other way around it.
Look, that stadium's terrible. It's one of my least favorite. When I was doing the sidelines, that was one of my least favorite road venues to go to. It was just, the fans are right on top of you. The sidelines get really, really mushy with just a little bit of rain. I mean, I just hated the stadium.
Yeah, it's a bad stadium, and it's a bad location too. And by the way, it's also an hour from where everybody lives because their practice facility is clear on the other side of D.C. in Virginia. And, you know, there's the Beltway that everyone's heard of, and, you know, inside the Beltway, outside the Beltway in the analogy. But the Beltway is a giant loop of a highway that goes around D.C., and it's almost on parallel opposite sides of the Beltway. It's a horrible location. And what's crazy about it, and I'll wrap this part up quickly, is even the pressure of not being able to get a stadium in D.C. was not enough to make Snyder change the name. It took this moment that we're all going through, this national reckoning, plus the financial implications of potentially losing all the sponsorship money to finally get him to move on this, which I think is crazy. But yes, that could be a nice side effect for him, is that Virginia and D.C. can now compete with Maryland for who gets the stadium and everything that goes with that.
I would think that they're up for a stadium upgrade, right? That's got to be in the conversations, huh?
The lease is up in 2028, and I think that if they can figure it out, they'd like to do it before then. They know the stadium's bad, and whether they, you know, they get stuck in the same spot and just upgrade the stadium and rebuild on one of the parking lots and then turn the current FedEx Field into a parking lot, or they can actually get one of the other sites that they want, either in Virginia, another place in Maryland, which is a better location, or at the RFK site, they are absolutely due.
Craig Hoffman, 106.7, the Fan in Washington. The Redskins have changed, or excuse me, retired their name and logo. Craig, anything else that you want to add that I didn't ask you?
No, I mean, that's pretty straightforward. I think the biggest thing that people just need to understand is that they deserve some credit here for getting out ahead of this, even if it was, you know, privately being done. They were looking at this before the public statements came on, because I think they knew this was a possibility. But I'm not sure it ever gets across the finish line without the public pressure of Nike, FedEx, et cetera, who really put this on Snyder and basically left him with no choice. And this is the only way that was ever going to, I think, get done. But it's for a lot of people, it feels long overdue. And this is a day that a lot of people in D.C. who have really fallen out of love with this franchise for a lot of reasons, the name included, thought would never come. And it's a good day for those people. And I'm happy for a lot of them who are fans that are also friends of mine, that you just, you know, I've lived in that city long enough now to have met enough people. It's an exciting day for a lot of people.
Craig, I got one more for you. How much has head coach Ron Rivera been involved in this?
A lot. That's actually a great question. So when Bruce Allen got fired as the team president, which was, again, speaking of things that were long overdue, you know, he didn't really get replaced. Snyder wanted a very coach-centric organization, and he has taken that to an extreme. Like, I don't think Bill Belichick, for as coach-centric as New England is, I don't think Belichick's running the business operation. And Rivera is essentially in charge of everything. Rivera is basically the team president without the title. And so he is explicitly working on this with Snyder, according to everything that has been put out. So it's pretty wild, because being an NFL head coach is a pretty big job. Especially during a pandemic when you can't meet with players and you're trying to figure out how to navigate that. But to then be running something as important as a rebranding change as well, I'm sure Snyder has other people that he's consulting. But, yeah, Rivera is definitely at the top of that list.
Craig, you were great, man. Thank you.
Absolutely, Christian. It was good to talk to you, man.
Same here. Craig Hoffman, Redskins reporter, 106.7 The Fan in Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.